This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call number 37 on the 11th of February, 2019 at 1830 UTC. And attending the call today is Lauren, Eric, and Denise just joined. And from ICANN.org, Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking, and I'll turn the call over to Jennifer. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. I hope you all can hear me all right. I'm having a few issues today. So, Russ, actually, I think I'm going to hand this one over to you to lead this discussion. Thanks.
Okay. So the first thing is the technical report writer. When Nagar and I spoke last week, I thought that it would be good if we could have somebody to help pull together the report and make it read like one person wrote it.
Read like one person wrote it. Read like one person wrote it.
That's a heck of an echo. at least for me. Anyway, that, you know, the team members can contribute things like we put in that table to for the SSR1 stuff, and then have a technical report writer pull it all together. As long as the other people on the leadership team thinks that's a good use of resources, then she can get that started. What do you all think?
This is Denise.
Go ahead.
Hi. So what is the process that we would get started?
So my understanding is that they have a group of technical report writers already under contract, and they would just reach out to those with what this task is and see who was available to do it from that cadre of pre-approved people, and then I guess they would run that name by us, but actually I didn't discuss the exact details with Nagar to make sure that, you know, we knew the person they fit.
Right.
I don't expect to know the person.
Russ, if I may, I'd like to actually provide some clarification
okay, please.
On that topic. Thank you. So the ICANN.org doesn't have technical writers on contract already. We do know some technical writers that have either worked on other review teams or have worked on ICANN-related stuff, not necessarily with ICANN.org, but within the community, that might be available or interested in partaking of a project pertaining to technical writing for this review. The way we have handled it in the past, namely RDS review that just recently went through this process, is we obviously will work with the leadership, the review team, to determine a set of qualifications for the technical writer, and we will then work internally to see if there are any technical writers that fit the bill, or alternatively, if the review team knows of people they know of that could perform the role of technical writer, then we can work with that, assuming, you know, qualifications, requirements, etc. are met. It will go through the contracting process, and the individual, whomever that may be, will then be brought on board to help the review team with drafting of the report and ensuring that the document follows the right guidelines in terms of write-ups, etc. I hope that's helpful.
Denise, is that the answer your questions?
No, that's useful, but so I think it's important that at a minimum that the leadership team is all on the same page in terms of the criteria, like the background this person should have and we'd like this person to have and what this person will be doing. And then if the GAR could put in writing what steps the staff will take and how quickly those steps can be taken. And I think that would be useful as well. Since this review has gone on for a couple of years, this is not the first time that we've approached the issue of getting a additional consulting assistance and writing assistance. When we did this over 2 years ago, it just dragged on for well over 6 months, if not more. So if that's the process we're embarking on, then it really isn't, won't be possible to align that with our work schedule.
Sure. And so my understanding is that the previous request wanted someone who could do some analysis, and that's if we focus on the technical report writing and the team does the analysis, I think they're different. Eric, I see a hand.
Yeah, I'm not quite done. Just to be clear.
Sorry.
It wasn't, yeah. Having someone who could analyze and understand the substance of what we were doing was not the delay. Rather, it was the disagreements on the team about what this person would be used for. But it was also a substantial delay because staff did not have, and there were no operating standards agreed upon for review teams. It was not clear on the staff side what processes they would use to get someone like this on board, whether an RFP had to be used, whether that, very lengthy process could be expedited in any way. It ended up being just a very, very, very long time frame. So if we're going to embark on this, then I think we need some things in writing and some clarity up front. To be clear, I think it's an important thing to and a useful thing to do to help with the team's work in our compressed time schedule. I just want to make sure that the leadership team and the staff is really clear and aligned about what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, and how fast it needs to be done and can be done, I guess. Thanks.
Right. So I asked the question when Nagar and I spoke about the RFP, and she said that was not needed for a technical report writer for the duration that we're talking about. Eric?
Yeah, thanks. So just to sort of like, I think my thoughts here kind of stream sort of right into what we're talking about. So hopefully this is more constructive than destructive. But just as I sort of pull my academic mantle back on, I'm sort of back into the sort of group paper writing mode and whatnot. So I think maybe one way we can sort of address a lot of these concerns, and this is totally submitted for everyone's sort of inspection, so it's just a suggestion, and I'm not hard and fast on it, is I think if we sort of communicate early and often amongst ourselves about our expectations, it'll make a big difference on the quality and the sort of the focus of what we get. So what I mean by that in this case would be I think it's great that we might have some help with sort of organizing, and I certainly understand the single voice perspective. But, with a whole bunch of people sort of contributing, maybe one candidate thing to start thinking about is, we have these work streams and we have delegates inside the work streams working on things. So we'll be pulling together a whole bunch of stuff. And that stuff will need to sort of form into, an outline of some kind. And one thing we could look to sort of writing assistance for is, either we as a team could sort of put together an outline based on where we think we're going first, or we ask a sort of an onboarding person to help structure what kind of an outline would make sense based on the stuff we're pulling together. And then we can iterate as a group, because I don't think we really want to pitch this over the wall. I think from like the transparency and accountability perspective, we want to make sure that there's never any question about, whether the team wrote this or not. I mean, clearly we're going to want that. So I think someone that helps sort of like homogenize a paper structure with the team and not independently. And then probably, we sort of contribute pieces to it. And I think we're going to want, my perspective would be it's probably best if various people hold the pen throughout, but maybe if we had a writing resource that would just help homogenize structure, maybe the second step or first step, and then, you know, a pass at the end to sort of like point out things that we were down in the weeds and didn't notice. You know what I mean? Like more like a copy editor than a writer. That'd be my suggestion, just because we do have a lot of technical depth on the team and a lot of policy depth on the team. And I think I'm hearing us say we don't want to try and find somebody to be an Uber team writer. We want somebody to help us. So does that make sense, or was that more destructive than constructive?
No, I think that's in line with what I was thinking. You went maybe to a level of detail deeper than I had thought, but helping to organize the thoughts of the team and to not have Lauren do, again, what he did for the SSR1 piece, but once that table of ideas were already there, they were clearly the team's ideas, putting them in a flow and a structure and a format that just conveyed the ideas that are already the team's was what I had in mind.
This is Negar. Eric, you summarized exactly what we had, Russ and I actually had talked about in terms of a technical writer, and that's actually the role the technical writer is currently playing on the RDS review. They are not subject matter experts, so obviously they will not be able to draw conclusions or come up with rationale and details like that. But as long as there are write-ups available from the review team within the report or in other locations, this technical writer, their job would be to, just as you said, to homogenize the document, make sure there is consistency, that the document looks like it's written by one person rather than, you know, multiple authors. It has the right tone, and then, of course, there is standards for writing that they will follow and make sure their report has the right flow, et cetera. And they should be able to work with the review team members individually or as a team, reach out to them, get further information, clarification, you know, ping the review teams to get a write-up drafted for certain things, et cetera. So that sort of person, again, is not a subject matter expert, but more like an author that will just help draft the document or put it in the right format and make it flow.
Okay, I'm seeing Denise and then Eric.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I think it's important that the leadership group choose the technical writer. Thanks.
Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, and I don't want to add it yet. So I think that all makes sense. So I sort of could just not say the agreement, but it makes sense. I think the only thing I'd sort of, just as my perspective would add in, is that I think, you know, in the group writing things that I'm a party to, just there'll be lots of iterations and passes. And, you know, my hope or my thought would be that, you know, however the structure forms and however the tone sort of forms, that at the end it's going to be the team doing sort of passes over it. So, I mean, certainly creating a sort of a homogenized structure and doing a first pass over whatever is going to probably wind up being subject to the SMEs coming in and saying like, oh, that changed the meaning of what I wrote. I'm going to just update it. I'm going to just add. So probably the final pen will be held by the team members. So that's just my opinion. And I'm certainly happy to defer to the prevailing winds on this one.
So I certainly agree that we need someone who's going to have an egoless approach to the words. Otherwise, I think they will be very frustrated. Okay, so I'm not seeing any hands at this point. What I would like to do is, I guess, have a process and qualifications that we're seeking written down, and then but I think we're all in agreement that this is help we could use. And then of the list of candidates that ICANN is able to find, I'm fine with the leadership team making the final selection. In fact, I'm fine with the leadership team encouraging people we know to put their name in. Does that work as a way forward? Okay, I'm seeing a check mark from Eric and Lauren, and all right.
Sure.
Okay, good. Then that's the way we'll proceed. So the next thing on the agenda is the blog for what happened in LA now that we've posted the updated work plan. I know there were comments made on the document that was circulated. Does anyone think another pass is needed, or can we post it? Okay, seeing one check mark. I'm not hearing anyone speak, and I'm not seeing any raised hands. So, okay, would you guys post that and then send it as well to the SO and AC chairs and the board?
Thanks, Russ. We will do that. And I haven't typed the action items into the Adobe room because I'm having trouble with that, but I've noted the action item. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, before we move on to the next thing, which is the agenda for Thursday, I was hoping staff could help us understand where we are with the questions. My hope is we, at this point, have a table and a guess at when we're going to get answers. I know you made a pass and assigned different parts of ICANN.org to address each question. I'm hoping that this week we will hear if we were unclear and they don't understand what we're asking. Can you tell us whether we'll have any answers to deal with on Thursday? Seems quick.
Hi, Russ.
I wanted to make sure I understand where we are.
Sure. It's Jennifer here. So all the questions and answers are in tables now, which are posted to the wiki and to the page that I shared with the review team email list today. And so when we get the answers, they'll be populated into those sheets, and we'll also share them directly to the mailing list, which we didn't do last time, but at least that will save the extra step of everybody having to go into those documents. We have a couple of answers already, which I will share with the list. But besides from that, we don't have any answers at the moment. All the SMEs have the questions, and the response that we got from them was that they will take a look over the questions and then come back to us with the date by which they expect to be able to answer the questions and, of course, provide any clarifications. So as far as questions and answers that you'll be able to discuss on Thursday, I don't think there is going to be a substantial amount of those. But, you know, we will, like I said, I'll post any answers that we get between now and then to the list so that it's clear which questions have been answered.
Good, because my hope is that, you know, we can free up pieces of, as the questions get answered, different parts, we can begin the writing of the first draft for that part. And I view the questions as kind of blocking at this point. So I saw you sent a link.
Yeah, the link was really just a page that there had been a request during the LA meeting to put all the documents in one page. So I went through everything that we had and tried to kind of make it clear.
If this, I couldn't figure out how this was the question. So good. That works for me. So.
Yeah, and then included, but then the questions are also in there too. So under each of the work streams, there's like a link to the questions and answers document. So it's all one page.
I see. So I looked at this too quickly, so I know I missed it. right. I see the last row in each one is the Q&A. All right. It's an Excel sheet. Right.
Correct.
So we already have some answers, right? You said?
Yes, and I can't remember if it was, I think it was for the ICANN SSR group that there was answers to a couple of the outreach questions.
You added these to the previous questions, is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then, like I said, any new questions and answers, or any new answers that we get, I'll share those to the mailing list as well, so that people have that, at least alert that some questions have been answered.
Yeah, okay, I see. At the bottom of the first one, there's two answers. Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. Also related to this is the note we got back from David Conrad that says, your work is important, but it's not the only thing we're working on. And I know, Denise, you wanted to talk about that as well.
Oh, yes. Sorry, it's on mute.
Yeah, I thought it would be good since we're all on the call to touch base on this issue and, our plan for trying to get expedited responses from staff that are in line with our work plan and also address the issue of ensuring that we have substantive engagement from staff, like other review teams do.
So I had some private communication with David as well. I've known him for a long time, and so he kind of was like, what's this about? And anyway, we had a very informal exchange, and I think he understands where we're coming from. After that, and he will try and help, but he does want to make it clear that, the board is giving his office other things to do as well. Not that this is unimportant, but that has to be balanced. So that's what is going on, and he did say that Steve Conte will be back with us in a couple weeks, in return to the with us every week approach. So, Nagar, did any of the groups that questions were passed out to seem to think that they would need weeks and weeks in order to formulate a response, or do you think we're going to get something back fairly promptly?
That's actually, let me allow Jennifer to answer to that. She's the main point of contact with the SMEs regarding, the questions that we've passed around to everyone. Jennifer, is there something that you can add at this point in time about the answers and expected timeline?
Sure. So a lot of the questions that were sent to one group have come back and said that by the end of the month, at the latest, they should be able to answer all of the questions. And then we've had other responses from other SMEs who said that they are spending some time developing the process by which they're going to answer those questions. So until they take that step and it's parsing the questions to each of the SMEs that are responsible, even within those departments, because quite a lot of, there's a lot of questions, which I know that you all know that. And so the SMEs want to be able to provide like a realistic timeline. So they're taking the time to look at the questions and come back to us with a date. I can't speak for them at this point, but the ones that we've had back have said by the end of the month.
So the ones that are decomposing this, did they tell you when they would be able to tell you when?
I have not had anything like that that I can share additional to what I've already shared.
Okay, fair enough. I understand they're developing a plan, but when will they have that plan? is kind of my question.
Yeah, I just want to reassure you that, you know, we will follow up with the SMEs, you know, and find out the answers to these questions that you're asking as well in terms of, you know, being, we want to be able to set your expectations. We understand that that's an important part of your work plan. So we'll be following up with them to at least get timelines from them.
Thank you.
This is Denise to poorly lead this topic.
Go ahead.
Jennifer, I just wanted to confirm that the 3 points that Russ shared last month with data came out of the review team's discussion and concern and request that this be conveyed to the staff that responding to the answers. Can you just confirm that you were able to share those 3 points with all the staff, with the various staff teams involved in responding to the question?
Thanks. So, yeah, all the SMEs and the executives are aware this is a conversation that has been, you know, had at the executive level. They knew that these questions would be coming. All the executives know, you know, the importance of this, and that's been shared with the staff members that work on their teams who are responsible for answering these questions.
Okay. So, and we haven't heard back from anyone, as Russ had requested, that they don't understand the question. So, correct? So, at this point, we're waiting for the answers or for the date by which they can provide the answers. Is that correct?
Correct.
But the second group of questions they haven't had for a week yet, which is what we asked, that they tell us.
Sure, right.
Okay, right. So I'm assuming that the first set of questions, that means they understood, and that the second set of questions, we haven't passed that milestone yet, but hopefully they can honor that. Okay, so the only two questions that we got answers to were the outreach questions. Outreach and capacity building was the group that got them, right? And that's an SSR follow-up question. I don't recall whose writing this answer affected. So I'm trying to, in my own mind, think of the way we were divvying up that work and how to map when we get an answer to know which team member we need to highlight that their answer has come in. Jennifer, do you know how to find that and whether we could put on these tables the initials for the team members who care about this answer to do their writing?
Sure. So I have that list, and I can certainly add that to the tables. And then when we get the question or the answers to the questions, like I said, I'll send them to the list. And in that note, I can also flag, you know, the particular names of the people that had volunteered for that group.
All right, because basically we're saying, okay, your block for getting going on the writing has been removed. Get to it.
Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if we can figure out who these two questions unblock, that would be useful just to me, if no one else. Boy, the font is so small.
Our eyes are getting older, Ross.
Well, I already went through that. Wasn't until I was 55 I had to get glasses.
That's pretty good. You're way ahead of me.
Well, what I learned is I should have got them at 50, but I was not for that.
Yeah, being mostly right.
All right, I just made it bigger. So it looks like this is all related to DNSSEC.
Just a point, I have weird noises.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Yeah, if we can highlight that we got these two answers to the whoever it was that was doing the DNSSEC rating, that would be useful.
I'm sorry, where are we looking again? Sorry, I'm trying to catch up, but I'm confused where we are.
Jennifer sent the link in the email to a big Google Doc that has a table in it that shows the work streams, and at the bottom for each work stream is a link to an Excel spreadsheet which has our questions in it. And the ICANN SSR questions, we got two answers, and the questions that we asked were related to training and information given to registries to educate them about DNSSEC and DNS operations. And so I'm just trying to figure out who, what piece this allows the team to talk about. The reason I went down this path is, does this mean we can now talk about this topic on Thursday? Does that make sense, Eric?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Lauren. I have my hand up for a while.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the table in the spreadsheets. I'm sorry, Lauren. Please go.
Yeah. It was a more general comment before. I mean, we do have a section of stuff that has very, very few questions, and that is the kind of future challenges stuff. So I was wondering if we could just make that the main agenda item, because we can do most work on that without the answers. Just so we can kind of go back to work. Also, a quick comment, Casey and I had a good chat with David Conrad where he gave us some views relating to some of the SSR1 stuff that's still kind of in the air. And there it also seems like he's, you know, he also kind of reiterated, like, they're trying to help and they're trying to do what they can, but obviously, particularly before that, like, COVID meeting, there is the South Stretch.
So, are you looking for agenda time to share that with the whole team, or is there some point that you want to share with us?
No, essentially, I just wanted to note it. So this was really old, right? So that's why I just wanted to mention it, that like the chaplain's paper was good, and that kind of reaffirmed that he'll try to be quick and thorough as much as he can. This is how all the hand is, essentially. And I think my main point right now is, why aren't we focusing on the BNF future challenges? Maybe this week, next week, get that kind of in order, see what we can do there, planning-wise and so on, before we move back to the stuff where we have a lot of questions, where I'm sure even if stuff is really quick in replying, it will take a while for us to have it back.
So we did have 17 questions, even in the future challenges part. But Denise, I see you have your hand up.
I'm sorry, it's old.
And Lauren, that's now the hand that's been up for a while.
That was the hand I just posted.
Okay, good.
There you go.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing you having to take it down and put it back up. So, Jennifer, in the other table, we're able to see which group got asked. In the futures table, I don't see that. Am I missing it?
So I use the same format, but it's possible that they're slightly, like, I didn't copy something correctly. But so in the futures, there's a topic, column C.
Yes.
And which part's missing from the future challenges?
Which group within ICANN received the question?
Oh, okay. See, that's not... The past C section was like the topic of the question.
Oh, no. Anyway, I was just thumbing through them, trying to get a feel for where we are, and was curious whether, you know, we were asking whether they were spread all over the place or whether they were targeted at particular groups. I was just trying to figure that out. Okay. So, Lauren, how would you structure that conversation? And most importantly, how would I loop Carrie Ann in at this point?
This is Lauren speaking. I'm not sure how we would best approach it. That's why I kind of made this more open talk, kind of asking, should we do this? I'm not sure if Carrie Ann would be able to speak to it. But my main idea was essentially, because my feeling is, with the future challenges, we kind of have some people signed up to stuff. So, we could try to get a every group kind of speaks to what they have done. We should obviously warn them today that this
yes,
is
exactly.
Happening. Not much will have happened, I'm sure. Also just for time constraints. But then we have something to talk about, something to discuss. see where different groups want to go. Because I really have the feeling at the moment we're kind of otherwise lacking something to do. I may be wrong. That's one, and I think another agenda point should be our post-COVID meeting to kind of take that up again, discuss it, see what's possible, what's going on.
Okay. So I'll take the action to reach out to Carrie Ann and see if she's even going to be on the call. But I don't want her to feel like we're trying to snatch away any of the leadership from her. So I will do that when we hang up. But either way, I think after I connect with her, I will see if we can send a note out that tells people that that's the approach we're going to take. The problem with that is we don't get to set the entire agenda right now. I'll have to circle back to Jennifer after that after I connect with Carrie Ann. Does that make sense?
It's the only way to do it, then.
Yeah, okay. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about today?
Before we hang up.
Go ahead.
So next Monday is a holiday in the U.S., and so I believe that we, the leadership, have preferred to not have these calls on U.S. holidays, and so I would propose that we discuss here quickly whether we move it 24 hours and have it on Tuesday, or if there's a better time that suits everybody next week.
So I've got an all-day meeting with a customer on Tuesday, so I could not do it then, but I could do it on Wednesday.
This is Wednesday next week would be fine.
Denise or Eric, any concerns with the...
Sorry, I just put mine in the chat. Yeah, I'm good with Wednesday.
I'm sorry, what time?
Same time, just Wednesday.
So on the 20th, I'm not available between 10 and 11 a.m. Pacific. But please, if everyone else is available, feel free to go out. Go ahead without me.
I'm available pretty much any time during business hours that day, so moving it time-wise works for Denise, so I'm okay with that too.
Lauren, so if we shifted it to 2 o'clock, Denise, would that allow you to 2 o'clock Eastern?
Yes.
All right, let's do that then.
Does that work for you, Lauren?
Yes, that is fine.
Okay, thank you.
Super. Okay, 2 o'clock on the 20th, and 2 o'clock Eastern, and that makes it 11 o'clock on the Pacific.
Got it. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. I'm glad you did that now instead of
right. Multiple
trying
emails.
To figure that out off email.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. I think then I need to reach out to Carrie Ann. And Jennifer, you're going to contact whoever's initials would have been by that topic that we got an answer for.
I will do that. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, all. Have a good week.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.